Microsoft releases a bevy of patch bulletins this month, but don't expect to see Service Desk anytime soon. This is the Windows Week in Review for Friday, February 15th, 2008. I'm Kristen Cipolletti. Let's take a look at the stories that made news in the world of Windows this past week. Remember, you can find articles on these stories and more at search1it.com. Leading off, it was predicted that Microsoft would be releasing up to 12 security updates this month, and February's Patch Tuesday almost hit that number with 11 patch bulletins in all. Six of the patches fix critical flaws that could be exploited to take complete control of targeted machines. Security experts have urged IT shops to act first on the patches for Office and Internet Explorer, since they address flaws that affect the application layer, which many attackers are now focusing on. Jonathan Biddle of Qualys agreed, telling SearchSecurity.com that it's easiest for attackers to target uneducated users through those types of flaws. Biddle has also said he believes that the MS-08-010 update, which fixes four bugs in Internet Explorer, should take top priority this week, explaining that all four vulnerabilities within that particular patch are remote code executable. More specifically, MS-08-010 fixes several Internet Explorer flaws that attackers could exploit to run malicious code on targeted machines when the user views a specially crafted web page using the browser. Search Security reports that Microsoft addressed the problem by modifying how Internet Explorer handles HTML and validates data, and by setting the kill bit for an ActiveX control. Critical patches affecting Microsoft Office include 2008 bulletins 9, 12, and 13. MS-08-009 addresses a flaw attackers could exploit in Microsoft Word to launch malicious code if a user opens an infected Word file. The flaw is critical for systems running Microsoft Office 2000, but is ranked as important for those working with Office XP, Office 2003, and Office Word Viewer 2003. The update addresses the problem by modifying how Word handles specially crafted files. MS-08-012 addresses an Office publishing flaw, while MS-08-013 deals with a vulnerability for the following systems: Office 2000, Office XP, Office 2003, and Office 2004 for Mac. Important patch bulletins this month include fixes for Windows, Office, and Microsoft Works. In other news, the release date for Microsoft's System Center Service Manager continues to get pushed back. The Service Desk technology was originally slated to be out by the end of 2007 and was already delayed until late 2008. However, Search1IT reports this week that users now shouldn't expect to see Service Manager until 2010, as Microsoft overhauls key elements in the product underlying technology. Robert Reynolds, Microsoft Service Manager Group Product Manager, explains the reason for the delay, saying, quote, "We were getting feedback from testers that certain queries weren't fast enough and that workflow pieces were taking too long. After an engineering analysis, we figured out that the core component of the product was causing bottlenecks," end quote. Reynolds added that the workflow engines and graphic user interface will not be changed, but the core storage technology that the database is built on will be replaced by the same core technology developed for System Center Operations Manager. The initial beta for System Center Service Manager has been out since June. A version dubbed Beta Refresh 1 will come in the second half of 2008 and will replace the original beta, according to Microsoft. A second beta is then expected in the first half of 2009. Speaking of Microsoft releases, this week, the company clarified that the phased rollout of Windows Vista First Service Pack was not due to malfunctioning drivers, but because of issues that arose when these device drivers were reinstalled during the SP1 update process. Mike Nash from Microsoft Windows Product Management Group said in a blog post that SP1 would be gradually rolled out due to a driver problem uncovered during the testing phase. Nash emphasized that the issue involved the way that the device drivers were reinstalled during the SP1 update process, not with the drivers themselves, adding that the drivers work fine on the Windows Vista RTM and SP1. He was also quick to mention that this is not an issue for newer PCs with Vista SP1 pre-installed. Nash says to resolve these problems, beta testers need to simply uninstall and reinstall the drivers. As far as mounting concerns over the release of SP1, Nash said, quote, "While most people think it's smart that we are releasing SP1 in stages, some people asked why we haven't made SP1 available to technical customers sooner," end quote. That message was directed to TechNet and MSDN subscribers, who recently learned that Microsoft will not make Vista SP1 code available to them until later this month. This, according to Computer World, comes after the company told subscribers that the release date was slated for early March. Microsoft's Vice President of Windows Product Management announced that SP1 beta testers were able to download the RTM from the Microsoft Connect website. Also, the English language 32 and 64-bit versions of Vista SP1 will be available to volume licensing customers on Friday, February 15th, as a full install download that will require burning to a DVD. But TechNet and MSDN subscribers who pay an annual fee for the right to download Microsoft software for testing and development purposes remain out in the cold for now. As far as the schedule for delivering SP1 RTM, a Microsoft spokeswoman had no additional information to offer. And finally this week, those Windows administrators seeking to advance their career might want to look to PowerShell to get that extra boost, as graphic user interfaces for administration continue to be replaced by command line scripting language. SearchOne IT reports that PowerShell is already a part of Exchange Server 2007, System Center Operations Manager, and other newer Microsoft products. Going forward, Microsoft plans to include a componentized version of the .NET framework in Windows Server 2008's Server Core Minimal Installation option as a way of leveraging both ASP.NET and PowerShell. While the Server Core Role option that ships initially does have a command line, it does not yet use PowerShell. In addition to PowerShell, Active Directory MVP Brian Desmond told SearchOne IT that learning any scripting or programming language is especially important for those hoping to land jobs with larger companies. Another expert said admins can get by without learning how to script if they work in smaller shops of about 30 users or less. And that's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more news from the world of Windows. Until then, be sure to check out SearchOneIT.com throughout the week for more Windows news and expert advice. I'm Kristen Cipolletti. Thanks for listening.